In Damascus, the Hamadiyya Souk is a landmark. It's a centuries-old covered market linked to a maze of alleyways in the heart of Syria's capital. Over the 15-month uprising, Syria's merchants have supported the regime of President Bashar al-Assad, but that support is crumbling, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Buy a cold drink, get a serenade in this traditional market in Damascus. The cobblestone streets are lined with shops, and you can find just about anything at the Hamadiyya market.
Here you can buy wedding dresses, spices, electric guitars, and ice cream.
I like to sell something.
Only.
Everyone wants to sell something here. So when most of these merchants close their shop in May, to protest a massacre of more than 100 people in a remote village far from Damascus, it was unprecedented.
Did people close their shops?
Yes, me.
Did you strike?
Here, yes.
And why?
Because the people, all of them angry. Not me, all of them angry. You will come.
He's too afraid to give his name. He's still angry enough to say he was part of the strike the security police tried to end by force. These merchants are mostly Sunni Muslims, the core of Syria's business community. For decades, they were regime loyalists, the backbone of Assad's Alawite-dominated regime. But no longer, says this businessman who wouldn't give his name.
The strike, of course, it is unusual. It is something very new in the Syrian society because it's police regime here. You cannot express yourself, you cannot speak up.
So for a businessman to strike, that was a big statement.
Yes, of course, it's a message to the regime that merchants are not with him anymore.
The regime's brutal response to the uprising has taken a toll. Add to that the crippling economic sanctions imposed by the international community, which have driven up prices and dried up the tourist trade.
And this is my shop here.
This merchant who stocks scarves and handmade Syrian goods says his business has dwindled to zero.
My brother, he helped me. He gave me money to eat, to live. And my son, too.
He's owned this shop for years. A once thriving business supported by visitors from abroad, he was part of the Sunni business community that supported the regime. But Syria is changing fast, fragmenting along sectarian lines. The tensions are reflected in this market and in his comments, as this unfailingly polite businessman gives directions to another part of the old city.
And this is the Muslim area, and about 20 minutes from here, you will be in the Christian area.
Is there any way to tell the difference?
Yes, because most of the Christian, they are belong to the government. They like the government, and they are afraid.
It's hard to measure fear on the streets of this Christian neighborhood, but it's well known that Syria's Christians fear an Islamist takeover of the country. They know what happened to Christians in neighboring Iraq. Churches burned, Christians driven out. Many of Iraq's Christians are still sheltered here. Syria's Christians share the economic crisis with the rest of the country. The streets are unusually quiet. Restaurants and hotels are empty.
Hi.
This is a beautiful terrace. It's an old Damascene home with stone and orange trees in the courtyard, and there's nobody here.
What can we do?
Rula Dodosh runs the Mamluk Hotel, once one of the most successful in the city. She hasn't checked in a guest for months. Echoing the regime's line, she says she wants the Syrian army to crush what she called the armed terrorists. But how can the government protect us, she asks, when these gangs are armed and supported from outside?
Well, of course, when, the Gulf people send money and guns to this gangster, of course, nothing will be finished. We want freedom. What kind of freedom they want?
And do you think that they are a danger for Christians in particular?
Well, they are a danger for everybody.
Fear is the prevailing mood here now. Christians fear more sanctions and economic collapse. Sunnis fear the violence of the government. And all here in Hamadiyya seem to dread the chaos they say will come if the Assad regime collapses. Deborah Amos, NPR News.